Hello, welcome back to another night of cheer. This is Ellie Nyman. I always say I cannot replace the Mighty Cheer, but I'm going to share instead. We are learning Lily Nishmuk, Brian Borenstein Zabel, Earl Boss Pinpuff, Aaron Newman Bastravaro, Maeve and Ashama Simon Leo. We're learning Pushlam Bulldozer 6, plus for Eretz Yisrael and for Quality Yisrael. So the other night we spoke about 7-day Pesach, and we are going to be continuing with Rami Kito. He writes very much about Pesach and Pesach Malevi Singh, and there's a lot to go for. So the other night we talked about 7-day Pesach, and tonight, also by request, we are going to be doing about Sfira HaZomer, possibly people cursing. As always, I explain, Rabbi Kito is a unbelievable Talmud Chacham who writes a lot, and I would guess not to mention the name, but somebody, Ma'amash Hashkacha Prasas on the road, and somebody got me the safer. I don't know where the safer even came from. Somebody gave me a safer mamash to get sheer, and so we're going to get sheer. Okay, so we're going to be learning about the Omer, some halacha, some hashkafa, some kabbalah, what he writes, like he writes it, and we'll be talking a little bit about it. The counting of the Omer, this is Rabbi Kitin. The Torah writes, and you shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the Shabbat, from the day that you bring the Omer offering that is raised, 7 complete weeks there shall be until the morrow of the 7th week you shall count 50 days. The Pesukim commands to count 7 weeks from the time that the Omer, the new barley offering, was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the 16th of Nisan. We begin our count on the second night of Pesach, the night of the second Seder in the diaspora, meaning right outside Israel, and continue until Shavuot, which is the 50th day after the offering. We actually count 49 days, for our sages had a tradition of Torah's use of the word 50 and until the 50th day. So it says 50 days, it means 49 complete days, and then on the 50th day, you stop. That's what I think he's saying. It's a mitzvah for each individual to count the days of the Omer by itself, for the Torah states, and you shall count for yourselves. The mitzvah is applicable today, even though Beis HaMikdash no longer stands, and we no longer bring the Omer offering. Some maintain its obligation today is forbidden, so it's still a mitzvah. It might only be midrabanan, but it is a mitzvah. The correct time for counting the Omer is at the beginning of the night, for the pasuk states that we're to count 7 complete weeks. The count can be complete only if we commence on the 16th of night, the 16th of Nisan begins. Since we commence counting the Omer at night, we continue to count at night throughout the entire 49 days. Okay? So he says that ideally it should be at the beginning. I actually once heard, I think maybe from Miranda, I'm not sure, that there's an Indian specifically on the first night to count early on, so maybe about 7 complete weeks. Kind of sounds like from what he's saying here that ideal on every day, from what I gather and saying, to count the beginning of the night. And that's probably because as you read the Mishnah, you don't want to forget. And of course, everybody can relate to the frustration. I missed the day, right? So count quickly, as soon as the mitzvah comes, right? Don't wait. Don't delay. You're going to lose the mitzvah. So you want to do it right away. Okay. Women are not obligated to mitzvah count in the omen. Generally, women who choose to count do so without a bracha, although women who daven regularly do recite the bracha. So that's a little known. I think in Ali's Apostle Israel, he says the same thing. I don't have it on me. He says the same thing. So it's just random office saying. And so going on, we'll move on to other ideas. The omission of Shlechi Yemen. Although we usually recite the Shlechi Yemen bracha before we tell the mitzvah, the first time, we do not recite this bracha before counting the omer. Commentaries offer a number of reasons for this omission, right? So whenever we have a mitzvah, we say Shechi Yadu, Kiyamadu, right? Like Megillah, like Shofar, while we have it for the Omer. The Ridvaz writes that the essence of the mitzvah of counting the days is to prepare ourselves for Shavuos with which to count again. Since we recite the Shechi Yadu at the beginning of that festival, when we have completed 49 days of counting, the Bracha therefore applies to both what precedes the festival after the festival of Pesach. According to this opinion, we realize that since the count of Shavuot, it counts for the entire 7 weeks. The Drama agrees and says that the counting is a means to help us remember to bring the first fruit offering on Shavuot. Mate Moshe, on the other hand, points out that we do not recite Shechi Yemen when we begin the count, because we might forget to count one day, and the count will be that retroactively be incomplete, and the bracha would have been in vain. So, I mean, I'm not sure I understand this, because what if we forget a different bracha, but the point is that the Shechi Yemen counts for the entire Sfira, So then if you forget one day, it's like a breath of left off. That's of course in our focus we're showing it while the Shira is one mitzvah, 49 mitzvah. But if you hold that it's one big mitzvah, then the shucking in you is void. Right? The shucking in you won't count if you forget a thing. The Rashba writes, the Shekhianu is decided only when the mitzvah is to which it is connected as an element of greater benefit, taking the lulav, the sound of the shofar, which serves to remind us of our obligation towards our sins. In our day, the counting of the owner has no effect on joy. On the contrary, the counting will remind us of the destruction of the mitzvah, may be rebuilt speedily. Reasons for the mitzvah. The Jews do not seek logical reasons for the performance of the mitzvah. The fact that Hashem is giving us a sufficient reason for performing a mitzvah with enthusiasm. If our sages nevertheless offer us reasons for the performance of the mitzvah and the understanding to the level that we are capable of giving our limited comprehension, of that reason is in itself a mitzvah. Understanding that which can be understood. Just as one's heart was fully served Hashem, so too are man's other faculties and his intelligence fails to serve Hashem without near ability. As to those mitzvahs for which the Chachamim do not see fit to provide us with reasons, it's sufficient for man to understand what they, like all others, are a manifestation of Hashem's will and what they are beyond human comprehension. So the knowledge of this is the opening form of communion to Hashem's service. When our sages have given reasons for the mitzvahs, it's for the benefit of all, including those who will be encouraged and motivated by having reasons, and who will thereby be openly strengthened. So in other words, really, you don't have to have a reason.
That there's an Omer, just that Hashem commanded. But nevertheless, there were reasons that the Chachamim gave. Many reasons have been offered for the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Rabbeinu Nissim, the Ran, in his commentary to the Gada, the end of Pesachim writes, when Moshe told the Jews while they were still in Egypt, you shall worship Hashem, they asked him, when will this be? He replied, the end of 50 days. Each of them began counting for himself, and based on this, the sages ordained the counting of the Omer. Today, we cannot carry out the divine service in the Beis HaMikdash, and we can no longer offer the Omer on Pesach or the first fruits on Shavuot. Our only way of performing the service of Hashem is by taking upon ourselves the yoke of Torah. We prepare ourselves for this by counting the Omer, the same way as their forefathers prepared themselves when they had not yet entered the land of Israel. They too were unable to bring the Omer offering. Their account, like ours, was toward the time when they would receive the Torah. This can be compared to a prince who was traveling on the road and encountered a man who had been cast into a pit. The prince told him, I shall raise you from the pit, and after some time, I shall give you my daughter in marriage. The man in the pit was overjoyed and said to himself, not only is he willing to raise me from the pit, he will also give me his daughter in marriage. The prince fulfilled his promise and freed him. Then he dressed him in fine clothing and gave him presents of silver and gold. When the man saw that the prince had fulfilled part of the promise, he began to count the days in anticipation of the time when the prince would fulfill the remainder of his promise. The thing he's saying is we have the Omer because like Pesach, we were raised up, and Shavuos is like the chuppah, so to speak, right? So it prepares us, we get excited. We get excited for Shavuos. That's, I think, the point. Seven attributes. The masters of Jewish mysticism see the 49 days of the counting of the Omer as a period in which one can rectify deficiencies which have marred the seven attributes upon which the temporal world is based. So just let me explain that. So basically, the Mikubalim say that the 7 weeks are times to fix ourselves, and specifically with the seven attributes. If you look in the Siddur, you'll see that there are various attributes like Hod, Netzach, Malchus, and these attributes, they have an impact on the world, and sometimes we, unfortunately, by doing Averis, we mess it up. Our sages, who delve into the deeper meanings of the Torah, teach that in the Pasuk, the Torah is referred to the world, thus rectify. And Hashem saw all that he had done, and behold, it was very good. These seven attributes were replanted in the world after Adam had made them deficient by our great ancestors, the seven shepherds. After they were reintroduced and strengthened, they remain in place even after the sins that the Jews had committed after the giving of the Torah. In every generation and every time, whenever man chooses, he can come and cleave to the attributes of the seven shepherds, for the qualities that they implanted have eternal strength. The period when which the Omer is counted is most auspicious. For once the Jews left Egypt and became a part of Hashem's portion, a gate of purity was opened for them, a gate that the people of that era entered and through which they became purified over a period of 49 days. They rose from the status of brickmakers and straw gatherers during the serving Pharaoh to become a people specially chosen by Hashem a nation of Kohanim, kings and ministers, all devoted to his service. The path of purification was paved then, and each year when this period arrives, the gate is once again open and the road made clear for all those who seek to assume the seven attributes in their completeness. So basically, once it happened, once Adam sinned, then the attributes were damaged. But after the giving of the Torah, it's a good time to try to rectify those 49 days. Rabbi Kitov continues to write about more Kabbalah as well as various Midrashim, but we might do a part two at some point, but we're going to stop here. Zelen Ayman, wishing everybody bracha, slach, and learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful, good and moe. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.